Isifundo sethu sanamhlanje sisifumana ku John chapter 3 verses 1 to 17. The heading reads Jesus teaches Nicodemus. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are the teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing in God when not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if you speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is the word of God.
Sizawufunda kule ndawo besifunde kuyo.
Uthabala Mose mhubadleteng.
Sizawukhawuleza mfundisi.
Uthlaputla kamruti.
I think 5 minutes should be enough.
Mitsutswe mihlano e kalikana.
Kula ncwadi ebefunda kuyo o brother Obey.
Bo bukeng e badueng ke abuti Obey.
The book of John.
Buka ke a Johanne.
I am not going to read it again.
Ha ke tlo e bala hape.
But there is a verse there,
a
paku verse 3.
Timana ya boraro.
It is Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." It's straightforward. Kanga indoba uthe xa igqobo ifunda ndaqonda indoba kungasike singathi amen sivale sihambe
itsaqeda webala ka utle ka reng ka re haitshe bathong
ngoba is straight forward
ihlakile
yacaciswa kwalapha one lost Nicodemus and it was explained here
ba hlaliseditse Nicodemus hlalisitswe hantle.
So this is a conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus.
Nicodemus
uya ku Yesu.
Nicodemus wetela Jesu Kriste.
Uya ku Yesu ebusuku.
Utsamaha uya ku yena busiu.
Ndiqhela uva ke mfundisi abantu baze ne reasons for him to ba aye ebusuku.
Batho ba tlhaga mabaka di scholar a jwalo ba re ke ka Nicodemus a tsamaile bosiu.
But unfortunately I do not know why. Mhlawumbe be busy yazi during the day.
Mhlomong o na le busy letsheareng ha ke tsebe.
But the first thing that he says when he comes to Jesus, Uthi Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God. Uthi siyayazi wena, you come from God. The fact that uthi we know, shuthi bakhona abantu akhe wa discussa nabo lento. And uthi, we know that you come from God because we have seen izinto that you have done. Uthi, as izinto uzenzileyo, there is no way when you have to ba, you coming from God. They've been following Jesus, essence in miracles.
Balatela Jesu antsaitsa mihlolo.
Ephilisa abantu.
Aphilisa abantu.
Esenza izinto that seem impossible to men.
Tsesa abantu basagone ngudietsa bona dibahlulang.
So ingathi ngoku bathe badivana banquzulana bathi no man, there is something about this man. Why esenza izinto ezinjeni?
Igare bakopani bari munene oetsa mihlolo jwang.
Dina into ethi bathume uNicodemus kathi khawubuze khaw understand ngoba thina we can't do all these things.
Ba mhlomo ba rume Nicodemus ha ntho tsena ri ka sikhono die.
Ingathi ba they are even doubting their faith, but we have faith, but it is not this faith in general. We believe, but we need to understand how. So now Nicodemus goes there, a representer banye, a buzindoba, a city see, I ask you come from God.
Nicodemus runwe ke baba ngwe metsi baba ngo re ra tsiba hore wena Jesu Kristo tswa o ntate modimo.
Now Jesus replies.
Jesu Kriste wa moaraba putsong ya ibotsa.
And upendula i question that uNicodemus engekayibuzi noyibuza.
Uaraba putso ena Nicodemus haso ibotsi, impa Jesu Kriste wa iaraba.
Jesus ngendlela uNicodemus comes and talk to him. He already knows ndoba une question and uNicodemus is not coming directly ngekule question afuna uyibuza.
Jesu Kristo atswa ri Nicodemus la liputso empa haitobi u ipotakalani.
Because you can tell ndoba i question ka Nicodemus is simply saying, how are you able to do these things and tina we are not able and other people are not able.
Wena u dietsa joan Jesu Kristo ha runa di ri hlula.
Uthi how do I enter namu that kingdom of God? Because clearly, as into Zenzayo, they show that when you are in that kingdom of God. So, ilapho question got Nicodemus. He wants to know, how do we also enter that kingdom of God? Because we have seen you, usenzis into, and it shows that you are in that kingdom of God.
Nicodemus puts a mobile.
Then Jesus replies up to verse 3.
Dimaneng ene aburaru Jesu Kristo araba Nicodemus ona putsong ena udietsa jwang.
Ati, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
Hauna ya khona go bona muso wa lehodimo ha sa tswala abedi.
So earlier in this book, it was mentioned that uNicodemus Nona was a ruler and ebe a teacher of Israel.
Ena buke mpilu udimu mani ditemane ngwa chori Nicodemus ena neli dichere ili emwetele dipili.
So now uNicodemus is very confused by nge response ya ka Jesus ka esithi he must be born again.
Nicodemus yamu imuisa udimu litlase karabo ena ya Jesu Kristo re tlamela tswalo habedi.
It is confusing for him ukuba akaka qualify naye to enter the kingdom of God. Because I am sure Nicodemus can come up with a list of good things that he has done.
Mohlomo Nicodemus a ka ngola dintho tsentle tsa di tsa di entseng bophelong ba hae.
And to him, he is probably thinking all these things that he was doing zizo ebe zizamsa to the kingdom of God.
Mohlomo mkelelong ya ikuri ntho tsena tsa di etsang ke tsona tse tla mokenya mosong wa ntate Modimo.
So this tells me now, salvation is not about the good things that you do. This tells me that the kingdom of God is not dependent on what anyone can do.
Muso wanta temudimu hawaite hahurwe na ukayeta ing.
If you can go around and ask people if they are born again, uzafumani mbendule ezithi, yes, I am born again because I pray. Because I'm a good person. Because I give. They will give you all these reasons. But now, what Jesus is telling us here is that zonke ezo zinto, being born again is not about how you pray or how often you pray. It is not about what you do. It is not about the good things that you are doing when as a person.
Jesu Kriste wa bontsha hore wa rapela dintho tse ntlo tso di etsang ho tswala habedi.
So Jesus here is trying to explain salvation and is comparing it to a birth. So there is the physical birth. Then kubekho ne spiritual birth. He is comparing the two because ziyafana. In physical birth, when you don't take part, you don't participate. I am just going to explain this part, Mfundisi, and then the hlale mhlambi ndiniki chance abantu abayi two. So during physical birth, when you have no control, you are just being born. So it is the same with spiritual birth, with being born again spiritually. Now where you do not participate, it is something that is done by Jesus on your behalf. So when we say we are saved because we are good people, then we are wrong. When we say we will enter the kingdom of God because we've been going to church, then we are wrong. All these things that we are doing till now, we think this is ngenisa to the kingdom of God, then we are wrong. Jesus is saying inye into eza kungenisa to the kingdom of God is for you to be born again. So do not think that there is an action that is required from you in order for you to enter the kingdom of God. Being born again, it is the work that Jesus does for you. Ngoba, we've been confused about this. Simani sisithi senzele into ba singene. God has already done the work.
Ntate Modimo sa qadile mosebetsi.
He did the work emnqamlezweni.
Wentse mosebetsi mani sefapano.
Now it is time for us to be born again so that sizongena in the kingdom of God. Then when you are born again, zonke ezizinto, there will be like a fruit that is going to come out from the tree.
How to etu habedi utlobala le dithulwana tse tswang jalo ka sefateng a sentsa dithulwana.
We hear abantu besenza imisebenzi yecawa. We even hear of church dropouts. Athumuntu ndayeka ecaweni ndoyiseka.
Re bona batho ba etsa mosebetsi wa tshebeletso le bao he ba nka mhlala phantsi ba dilang fatshe.
Because we want to do the work, but we are not born again. Once we start rushing on doing the work, thinking that it is what God wants, then all we need to do tina is to be born again. And then we start working. It's not the other way around. You cannot even pray your way to the kingdom of God. Even if you pray in tongues, but you will still not enter the kingdom of God if you are not born again. If there is something that I want you to take out, kaupuma, Baba hamba besithi basindisiwe because they don't drink, they go to church, they do good things. Tell them that you need to be born again in order to enter. If they say they will enter the kingdom of God because they are good people, they are doing good deeds, that is not going to make you enter the kingdom of God. The only thing that you need to do is to be born again. John, utheta kwenye yezincwadi zakhe.
Johane ubua mo bukeng ena ya hae.
Etheta about being rooted.
Huri uboli utshwareletse.
About being rooted in Christ.
Utshwareletse ukhurametse Kriste.
Athethe also about pruning.
Huri tlamele u prunwe o gaulwe.
Etheta esithi those who are rooted in Christ, they produce a fruit, baba fruitful, they produce more fruit.
Bao ba imesweng ho Kriste ba ikamantse le yena ba ntsha dithulwana.
Then athi there is also a process of pruning where the gardener fixes the tree.
Are ite mosebetsi wa hore yena sebetsang gardening ana tshe ana se mahlaka a santse dithulwana.
So when you are born again,
how tswetse hape,
you are rooted in Christ.
O tsimeletse o khurumetse ho Kriste.
But just like a tree, in order for you to produce a fruit, kuza bakho a pruning that needs to happen. Kuza bakho ezinye leaves efuneke zisusiwe apha emthini zilahlwe. So that you can produce something good. So God does that to us as well. When we decide to be born again and rooted in Christ, there's certain things that you need to let go of.
And
sometimes it's not comfortable.
There's
some things that are going to happen in your life. But that is just a pruning phase. When that pruning phase is done, you are going to produce then fruit. And you need to understand that umthi produces a fruit, but umthi wona akawuthi ku
fruit.
Ngabantu who come to the tree batye a
fruit.
So when God is done with you, when he has pruned you, you are going to produce fruit. People are going to benefit from you because upruniwe, you are now born again and you are producing fruit. So that uthixa uhamba abantu xa kungena wena kubonakala into yokuba kungena someone that has been pruned.
Hantate modimo ha o kena wena khona u batho ba bona uri tsheno tsa malintate modimo o sewe makalana mabi.
Ndathi ke mfundisi xa ndithetha ne guilders zesekethe.
Hane ke bua le Wesley guilt ya sekete muruti.
That people must experience the love of Christ through you. Satiklonyaka sifuna abantu bave umntu atsho ekude noThixo athi God loves me ubona apha kuwe. The actions zakho, they make the person feel loved by Christ. But zonke zazinto, they need you to be born again so that you can produce the fruit of love. Masambeni ke and be born again and produce the fruit of love to the world so that the world can experience Christ's love through us.
Mm-hmm.